I'm slow. Yeah, bro. Listen, Lou. Hey. Sean Rock. Hey. Need the map. Yeah. La 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 la.
Good evening and welcome to the Dean Show 36. As we can see, there has been less rapture than you can shake a stick at. More on that later. Now, that was going to be in the journal, but unfortunately, due to circumstances, the method of the recorder is with me and not Logic Honor, our producer, and so it's not actually going to be on the show. And next week, I probably won't... I will see him, actually. So I might be able to get it to him. So we might have a journal next week. Now then. Because I'll see him at the pre-formal for the Halloween and the party for the birthday for the Michael and the Thing. Now this week, I do stress, as I promised last week, there is no Raw review because Raw had Snoop Dogg and it just wasn't worth the effort. We're gonna try and get you a good show, but try to go about an hour long and not 2 hours like last week. That was too much length, way too many centimeters. What do you say, Thaddeus? Good to see you agree with me, old buddy, old pal. So obviously that was the Thaddeus. He is our co-host for this evening and for this soir. And like that, this. So we're going to get straight into the results of the quiz. Obviously, last week's question, the answer was show business. No one actually got that. So if you would like to win the AC/DC High Voltage First International Release, you can get that. And we are putting together the biggest mystery bonus prize envelope that we have ever done. So obviously I can't tell you because it's a mystery bonus prize, but there will be lots of stuff in there with stuff even within it. So, in the stuff. So you can win that. Lots of stuff. All you've got to do is answer the question, what is the name of this AC/DC song? And we're going to play a quick clip from it. It will be a different song from last week, and it will not be from the album you're about to win. That would make it easy. Here is the clip. Okay, Thaddeus, if you would like to play the clip for us, thank you. So that was the clip. What is the name of that song? Leave a comment on this episode on thethedeanshow.blogspot.com or send your correct guess to thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com. Now note the clip, that doesn't sound exactly like it did on the CD. I disguised it slightly to make it harder. Yes, I didn't actually mean to do that. iTunes is opening slowly, so I thought it'd be easier to play the song from my iPod and through the earphones into the mic. The headset mic, and that's why the quality was a bit bad, and it also skipped at one point, and I don't know why. Audacity. Sometimes skippage happens on these shows. I blame Audacity. Now then, that was the quiz, so do that and things. We do have a book which will be offered in the quiz soon. It's The Savage Days, Haunted Nights by Brennett Cremin. I acquired this and I'm reading it. I'm almost finished it. It is a bit... Well, I'll give you a full review when I finish, okay? Then we'll offer it as a prize once this is done. So, 14 emails, what happened? Someone set up us the bomb. So, all I need to say now is that this is where we would usually have Raw, but obviously we don't have that, so we get straight on this week to the mini-review of Raw. Insert the Raw music here, Thaddeus.
Ah! Oh, the onion! Wow. Wow.
Okay, so Raw. It was a bit crap and had Snoop Dogg in it. Moving on, it's time for a message from our new sponsor.
This week we are sponsored by The Rapture. Total apocalypse after 7 years of Jesus fury, or your money back.
And that is a message from our brand new sponsor, The Rapture. Where there is a fire at one end, and a fool at the other. More on that later, kids. So, I mentioned quite some time ago that we were planning on getting a new intro, outro sequence. Logic Honor knows a guy who's going to try to do the music, and hopefully we'll get progress with that. I know a guy who knows a guy who's going to try to do the intro voiceover, and then Logic Honor will just do the outro voiceover. So hopefully if we can get this, hopefully I get this voiceover done pretty soon, and then we'll get some music fitted in the back of it, and we'll get it up to you within not too much time, but if we make you wait, you deserve it. Inferior scum! Now then, let us progress with the show. Let's see what comes up next. What we'll do is, what I'll do is I'll talk about some of the things I've been doing in the games and the music and the songs and stuff, and we'll call that the Dean's Journal. So, Thaddeus, hit the music for the Dean's Journal. Okay, so the Dean's Journal. What have I been doing? Things and the like. As I said, I've been reading that Brennan Crement book. I don't want to get into that too much yet. Other things I've been doing is I got some DVDs arriving in the mail at the Temple of the Dean. And we got... The first was the 3-set DVD Steven Seagal triple action Into the Sun, Belly of the Beast, and Out of Reach. I'm gonna look at this set here. Let's read the quick synopsis of each movie. Into the Sun. When the governor of Tokyo is murdered, an ex-CIA agent goes after the responsible terrorists and in the process uncovers a plot by a rising Yakuza leader building a huge drug-dealing network with the Chinese Mafia. Now, Belle of the Beast. When Jake Hopper, an ex-CIA agent, discovers that his daughter has been kidnapped by a terrorist group, the CIA launches an attack mission to save her, but Jake decides to take matters into his own hands, leaving him on a trail of political intrigue, corruption, danger, and betrayal. He will stop at nothing to rescue her from her evil captors. And now, Out of Reach. Steven Seagal stars as a former Vietnam vet who begins exchanging letters with an orphan in Eastern Europe that he's helping out financially. When the letters cease, he heads to Europe to find out what happened to the child, and uncovers a human smuggling operation disguised as an orphanage. I've yet to watch any of those. Then, this arrived, and it's the Steven Seagal Attack Force. This is the one that cost me 1p. This is the one, it says here, humanity's greatest hope faces his greatest battle. This is supposed to be his greatest battle ever, but it's actually his worst movie ever. Because it was like made as a crazy sci-fi alien-killing movie, and then after they finished shooting it, the production company changed the plot, and now it's about like a vaccine or a drug or something, and so they hired some dude to overdub all of his stuff. 10 minutes, so you're listening to 10 minutes of it before you even hear Seagal's real voice. And apparently, recently, in all of his action movies, uses stunt doubles, which is why they have 50 million camera cuts and then suddenly cut to a glimpse of his face in that same expression as always. and then go back to the stunt double, and you don't see his face while he's actually doing anything. I think I read somewhere on the Internet Movie Database that he uses a stunt double for anything that requires more action than jogging. So, yeah, well, he's getting a bit old, you know. And they said in the one, that was in Killswitch they were talking about, the one I thought was awesome, they said in the final action movie he actually was in it, and that it was the best. So let's read this one. Attack Force Steven Seagal is back in this high-octane action thriller. When Marshall Lawson loses his strike team in a cold-blooded and seemingly random attack, he takes it upon himself to investigate the suspicious circumstances of the brutal killings. Resolute in his pursuit, Marshall engages in a merciless battle with a drug dealer operation that appears to be secretly funded by a rogue arm of the military. And then this one arrived. This is the last one. Shadow Man. Either you're with him, or you're dead. Steven Seagal stars in this pulse-pounding thriller about an ex-CIA operative who must unravel a lethal web of international espionage to save to save his daughter and stop a deadly virus from falling into enemy hands. These are all the same. With rogue operatives within the CIA, they smuggle a lethal virus out of the US and use ex-intelligence officer Jack Foster as their courier. They have no idea the fury they're about to unleash. Unaware of the plot he's involved in, Jack takes his daughter on a trip to Europe where she's kidnapped by a mysterious foreign agent. Now, to save her and take down her kidnappers, Jack must blast his way into the shadowy world of international espionage, where enemies lurk at every corner and friends can turn on you in an instant. His friend does turn on him, but you're not expecting it if you read that. Oop. So those are some movies. Now, the only one of these that I've actually watched so far is Shadow Man, that last one there, and it was one of the best Steven Seagal movies I have ever seen. So what happens is, like it said, he's going to Europe with his daughter. She gets kidnapped by a taxi driver. I think they're in Romania or something. And now the guy who was with him gets in a taxi and it blows up, and he's hid some virus in Seagal's little PDA, or this little information or something. So now he's got to find this guy, and then the U.S. embassy are going against him, and now they've got his daughter, and now the bad guys are going against him, and now he's going to buy some drugs, and then he just beats lots of people up instead. And the action scenes were good. It was a very good movie, I thought. I thought it was one of his better movies, Shadow Man. I really recommend it. Thaddeus, what were your thoughts on The Shadow Man, The Man in the Shadows? Your agreement is not necessary, but thanks anyway. Now, it's been packages galore in the temple this week. I also got this in the mail, the three-disc Jerry Lee Lewis Essential Collection. So let's have a look at this. This is what I've been listening to on the musical front. Okay, here we go. The intro collection, the Essential Jerry Lee Lewis. So the first disc is The Killer Rocks. This is his rock and roll era, featuring such great songs as, of course, some that I already have, like Great Balls of Fire and High School Confidential. Then we've got a couple of Chuck Berry covers, Elvis covers, and you know, most of his songs are covers of like Chuck Berry, Elvis, Little Richard, that sort of thing. There's a song called Milkshake Mademoiselle, which was actually written for him. The few songs that are his own, only a handful of them he's actually written himself. One of which is Lewis Boogie, and it's a great song. Very good. The second disc is a bit less good. It involves less high-energy rock and roll, less of him on his pumping piano, crazy guy, jumping around, sitting on the piano, all sorts of crazy things. This one is Louisiana Country Boy. This is when he was the last man standing, as opposed to the killer, and it's all his country hits. Such great things. Waiting for a Train's pretty good. Let's see, such crazy songs. We've got things, I'm Throwing Rice at the Girl I Love, How's My Ex Treating You, Crazy Heart, Crazy Arms, Matchbox, Your Cheating Heart, I Can't Trust Me in Your Arms Anymore. I'm going to play a little clip from Waiting for a Train. This is a clip that I have known for quite some time. but I mean, I didn't know what song it was from. I'd forgotten about it totally. Everyone has probably heard this clip. So I'm gonna see if I can find it in iTunes now that it's opened, and I'll see what I can do. But while I'm waiting for this to get set up, the third disc is Pop Goes Jerry Lee, and it has some of his pop songs, including one I love, Big Blonde Baby. And what else is in there? Let me see. 60 Minute Man. 15 minutes of kissing, 15 minutes of teasing, 15 minutes of squeezing, and 15 minutes of blowing my top. And I've Been Twisting, that's a nice little one. A few good songs in there. One song I like from Disc 1 is Mean Woman Blues. It's an Elvis cover. It's really good. So I'm going to see if I can get this little clip from Waiting for a Train. It will require... I'm going to just play the song in the background and you won't hear it, and then I'll switch over from mic to stereo once we get to the part I'm looking for, which is the chorus. Yeah. Okay, it's playing now, so I'm just going to keep talking about him until we get to the part I want. It's quite a jaunty wee tune, actually. So, yeah. Some very good songs in there and some stuff I really do like. It's hard for me to concentrate with this music playing so loudly. But, yeah. His version of Little Queenie leaves a lot to be desired, I must say. But there's some good stuff in there. You're the lady. Surely everyone has heard that. So that's that. That's really all. I mean, it's pretty good. The country stuff is a little bit slower and duller than the killer rock and roll stuff. And the pop's a bit in between. But I think his rock and roll era is pretty good. There are a few good songs in the country stuff. And the pop is probably my least favorite disc, actually. So that's that. I think that I've done movies, I've done music. I haven't really been playing anything, so I think we're done with the journal, as I've mentioned reading and stuff. That's the end of the Dean's Journal. Coming up next, we're gonna smite some things. You know what it's time for, Thaddeus. Please hit the music for the smiting list. Destims, Ebus, Trevor, Silmis Yamsa, who used Snezzer, say nothing, and he's the Snezzer view. And now it is the list of smiting, and here we go. This week we're going to smite The Rapture. So it was predicted that September 21st would be the Rapture. Then that didn't pan out, and it was re-predicted that the calculation error had been mended. Without a shadow of a doubt, 100% certainty, October 21st, which is past now, would be the Rapture. And there is a site, rapture2009.org, though I noticed that it now says Rapture 2009 to 2010. But this was a different site, and it talks about the Rapture. It was linked on Pharyngula, the science blog, scienceblogs.com/Pharyngula, check it out. But, interesting stuff. They've now, once it got to October 21st and it didn't happen, you just know some guy was just sitting there thinking, oh, well, what's happened? What's going on? I don't know what's happening. You know, actually surprised. And, basically, they took the date off, and now it just says, you know, The Rapture, coming fall 2009 to a theater near you. Sorry, to a planet near you. Apparently, The Rapture is because of astrological symbols, you know, because astrology is such a scientific, scientifically concrete theory and ideas, and anything that we can get from astrological symbols and signs must be true. 2015... end of the 7-year tribulation period where there is no Jesus. So much like the last few thousand years. So now we get, or ever, so now we get this rapture has to begin this year, by the end of the year. fall 2009 was the prediction. I lol so much that this didn't happen. So right now, we are going to smite the Rapture. Thaddeus, are you ready? I'm a charging my smiteometer, and I'm a firing my laser de smitation. And thus, the Rapture has been smitten. Along with the happening. Now then, interestingly, oh no, we've frozen, so we might, are we still recording? Do we have skipping or something? I'm not sure. Thaddeus, what are you doing? Fix this. Fix it, Thaddeus Inveriascam! And go make me some more tea or something as well. So what we, hot chocolate, I had some hot chocolate today in school, and today in school was pretty cool, I'll talk about that later. Free tray bake, biscuits and such like for everyone, selling hot chocolate, and just a sort of party atmosphere, and a house quiz and all that good stuff, and stuff. Yeah, so they had this rapture thing, and it didn't really work. So I was reading a little bit, flicking through the Brick Testament, the Lego Bible, the Revelation section. Best thing ever. You ready for this? Are you ready? This is what you know, hit the music for the Nile of the Week.
He was the Leon.
Okay, this is now the Leon of the Week, because whoever put this down and wrote this in the Bible is clearly the biggest fool who can ever exist. What kind of person would do this and take it seriously and not think people were going to find it amusing? This is what happens during the rapture. I'm pretty sure when I read the Bible it was a baby. I don't think about these show Jesus. So maybe it's like a new Jesus baby, or maybe it's Jesus. It's not the point. Jesus comes down with on a cloud, floats down with a scythe, harvests and reaps the harvest of the people on the earth. Billions of people killed with a scythe, and he puts them all into this huge wine press. And then Jesus and this one angel are just stomping on billions of people, trying to crush them down. And then the valve opens and the blood comes out, and it is the wine. What? Sense. This makes none. I don't even understand the question. See, this is why I hate people. What place is this? Arg. That gets everything, because it's so ridiculous. So yeah, I mean, Thaddeus, would you recommend the Brick Testament to our listeners? What? Go make some beverages or something. Do it! Basically, the Brick Testament is full of waiting. I'm going to go to it now. I've got Firefox opened here. Okay, new tab. TheBrickTestament.com is where you're trying to go to. TheBrickTestament.com. Just be sure not to go to Blog Passat or anything like that on your travels. So we've got, it's a Lego Bible, and they took a lot of time to make these Lego things. We've got various sections. We've got Genesis, we've got Exodus, Wilderness, the Law, Joshua, Judges, King Saul, David versus Saul, King David, King Solomon, Job, and then into the New Testament we've got the life of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, the parables of Jesus, Acts of the Apostles, the Epistles, pistol shooting or something, and the newest one, Revelation. Now let's go into Revelation. What's in here? This is what happens in this rapture. Future revealed to guy on tiny Mediterranean island. Children to be killed as warning. Heaven revealed. God tortures and kills billions. Terrorized humans wish for death. 144,000 Jews saved, male virgin Jews. Everyone else, no. God burns 1/3 of the earth. God poisons humans and sea life. God tortures everyone except those 144,000 Jews. God kills one third of the remaining humans. Satan thrown to the earth. Alternative to God proves very popular. I wonder why. Remaining humans doomed to torture. Son of Man's bloody gore fest. God tortures remaining humans at length. God tortures a whore. Armageddon. And then these ones are new additions. God burns remaining humans to death. Billions to be ceaselessly tortured for eternity. God's garish eternal tribute to himself. And then any moment now. To close. And its rated thing has rated N for nudity, S for sexual content, V for violence, and C for cursing. You know, like a movie rating. So each of these, most of these have lots of these things in them. They should all be in 18s. I really recommend the Brick Testament. So I think we now get to move on. I'm gonna have to review some wrestlings. So here it is. Hit the music for ECW. Okay, so right, I'm gonna make an announcement now. I think I'm going to announce I have just forgotten what I was going to announce. What place is this? I actually had a pretty cool announcement, and now it's gone. What kind of person would do such a thing? Okay, well, let's make a different thing. We do have a possible... Oh, yes, that's the announcement, I remember. As I said, I was going to be the Angus Young during the Halloween, and Thaddeus is going to be Donkey McGrew. You may or may not actually... Maybe on the journal we'll pick up bits of that. But what I will say is next week we're going to have the spooky Halloween show in which I will be appearing as Count the Denula, and Thaddeus will have to be Bats McGee because we need a bat. Well, it doesn't have to be Bats McGee. I'm just making a suggestion. We just need something that fits with my vampire theme. I am the Denula. So, we'll see how that goes. I'm requesting 2 more CDs that we'll hopefully be able to eventually give away. Those will be on their way. And, like that. I think it's about time for a musical interlude. If I get that to work, we will have our unexpected surprise musical interlude right here, right now, in this place, you know, as they always say in the wrestling, you know, right here, right now, tonight. I'll get that for you. It is a special musical interlude, and I'm not going to play it for more than a few seconds because you'll get very easily bored with early 1900s ragtime. Well, we don't need another 2.5 minutes of that. It's quite good. Some may remember it from 80s snooker show called Pot Black on the BBC. Deuce. Now then, up next, it's time for the meme of the week. Wait a minute. Stop right there, criminal scum. I played the ECW music ages ago. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that we were going to do ECW. Or play the theme tune, maybe even. I don't know. Okay, I don't remember. My memory is so bad. Thaddeus, if we haven't played the theme tune, you can play it. I think we did, and then I forgot about it. So, before we get to the meme, I'm going to do ECW. I didn't do ECW, did I? I'm pretty sure I didn't, so we're going to have ECW now. Oh, boy. This show is going down the toilet, Thaddeus, the toilet. ECW is now hosted by Abraham Washington, and then we never see him again after the first minute. Because we don't need a host, we already have a general manager. More arg than you can shake a stick at. Today I saw an old man shake a walking stick at a car because it was loud. I lolled and smote him. Ring announcer is called Lauren Mayhew. I'll be sure to not care enough to remember that. Now Yoshitatsu versus Zack Ryder. I used to like Zack Ryder when he was in the Edgeheads at the start, and also the Major Brothers. Remember that thing? No. Ryder is now dominating. Why does he have a push? Springboard enziguri, but the kickout happens. Both end up fighting on the top rope and then fall to the outside. Now SmackDown vs. Raw 2010. How do you create a storyline? Can you just write and type anything and it will happen? I don't even understand the question. Now there's a pay-per-view this Sunday. Sigh, I have to watch this crap. Now some sort of inverted reverse victory roll thing for the crazies by Yoshi, but a two count. Slingshot splash move. It was like a turn, because he didn't land. It was like slingshot and he splashed, but he turned. Yoshi wins, number one contender. Huzzah! Now, wait, what? One of the divas can speak Spanish. What is this, a talent show? Jericho and me gusta el español. Jericho and Regal compliment each other's suits. Regal's is cut from very fine cloth indeed. Now the girl, who is the general manager, books Jericho versus Christian and says Christian's the best ECW has to offer. Looks, what, was Tommy Dreamer sick or something? Did he retire? Did you forget him? You overlooked Dreamer again? He's not even on the show again. Now I remember when WWE was good. That's right, but then they fired Colin Delaney. Paul Burchill out with the sexy Katie Lee and looking a lot like Balls Mahoney these days. I'd rather have Balls Mahoney, the chair-swinging freak, than Paul Burchill in his non-pirate regalia. Hurricane out. Takes off his mask, but it's a fake. They had the sense to give the fake the Green Lantern tattoo. Now, real Hurricane out to Kane Paul Burchill. Remember superhero in training, Rosie and Mighty Molly, back when Molly Holly was hot and now she isn't. Christian versus Jericho, your main event already. So no Goldust in the show once again. I'm really, really angry at the CCW. Never with the Goldust, never with the Dreamer. And they either have Goldust or the Hurricane and no Dreamer. Remember Dreamer, the heart and soul of ECW, the innovator of violence? Now Jericho tosses Christian to the outside. Stryker, that was an average thing to do. Stop treating it like he did something special. And, yeah. No, what got people talking about ECW, Stryker, were people like Dreamer, Justin Credible, The Sandman, Sabu, Rob Van Dam, and of course Paul Heyman. Christian off the top rope, caught in the walls of Jericho, reversed to a pin, kick out. Josh Matthews is absolutely no-selling Stryker, totally ignoring him. The quiet commentary. Commentary, you're doing it wrong. The quiet commentator, Josh Matthews. Now Christian, with a springboard sunset flip, roll through walls of Jericho applied, but the ropes happens. I'm prettier. Christian over for the ARG! Oh, shut up, ring announcer lady. I wrote that down at the end because she was bad. Now, I think I need to remember. I'm going to leave for a second, but when I return, I must remember. Thaddeus, you must remind me! Up next, it's the meme of the week. I'm thinking, what will this week's meme be? I can think of only one thing. Bebop-a-lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-lula, I don't mean maybe. That wasn't the meme, by the way. That was just me singing Jerry Lee Lewis. See, the reason, the problem is, in order for me to go, I need to pause this, but because Thaddeus has once again let it go on the screensaver, I can't pause it until it loads back up, and now it's frozen. So, we may not even be recording, or we may be skipping all over the place, and we may be working perfectly. But I can't pause! I could be like 20 minutes, I don't want to just leave it recording silence for 20 minutes. Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go. I'm going to leave you right now, but I'll be back. Bum. Hey! Finger guns! So, welcome back. Before we get to the meme of the week, I came up here to find that Thaddeus hadn't been watching the station through the laptop while I was gone, and I got back and it said, multiple threat detection, according to AVG, Resident Shield Alert, 7 Trojan Horse Agent 2.WHDs from something called Domino.exe. I hit remove all threats, and it said, like, forcing this may crash the system. Like, okay, do it anyway. And one of them was moved to the virus vault, the other 6 specified files cannot be found. I don't even understand the question, let's just hope it was okay. You're gonna have to fix this, Thaddeus! Fix it now! So it's time for the meme of the week, hit the music. Wolf on meme. Okay, this week's meme of the week is something that is less good than a good thing on a less good, not good, good thing, good. I'm gonna try to play this from my iTunes. It is something that is known affectionately on the YouTube community as the Ronald McDonald Insanity, and generally overall on the internet as the Ranarudo. More dan than you can shake a stick at. I think I sang this in its entirety on the journal once, so we're just going to play a quick clip from it. This is your meme of the week. Thaddeus, where is the meme? Play the music, Thaddeus. Thaddeus! Oh, wait, I told him to go do something, I'm pretty sure. No, wait a minute, I told him to fix the virus. Thaddeus! Okay, Thaddeus is not coming. Ah, there you are. I don't know what you've been doing, Thaddeus. Would you please play this music for us in the meme of the week? I see iTunes is a bit slow. I'm going to have to fail, aren't I? So you're like a bandicoot, you're on an island, you're you're a cortex, and a ripper thing, and then they're jumping on boxes, and So, there we go. I have found it, and let's go. Thaddeus was useless, I had to take over. Hit it! And now I'm gonna skip to my favorite part. Than a box full of windows. Sipping at my tea that Thaddeus graciously made me, And at this point, I'm just going to put some plugs in. Recently, because I want to announce that the Senjay Show, who we're pals with, they will be returning relatively soon. So expect that. And while we're here, we're just going to plug the other things like wheeliesworld.com and with the trapdoor and all that stuff. And other things like other shows that we link to, like the Good Atheist and Double H2 News R and Thoughts Out of Context and all that stuff. All existence buddies with all those shows, so listen to those, and they're good. And check out some John Dredge. Also, don't forget Connor with one N, -robinson.co.uk, our producer's website. Do check that out and play some game. Now then, what's up next on the show? Obviously, I'll return tomorrow with the bit on the SmackDown and the Dean Scenery, and we'll take you out with an end song. I think our end song will be from Aerial Publicity again this week. I got huge thanks out to CyberPR, Aerial Publicity, for the things they've sent us, the interviews they've provided with us for us, and the music as well. Now, I am going to... I think we've got a special one-off segment up next, in fact.
And
now, the Dean and his trusty Thaddeus Penguin present Lennon's Corner! Lennon, communism, Bolshevik, communism, Bolshevik. So what's happening here, Lennon Corner? Interestingly, what this guy basically did, he got to par with the overthrow of the Tsar and then the overthrow of the provisional government in the two revolutions of 1917, February and October. And then the Bolsheviks seized power. They basically had got popular and they promised that he would give all these things to the workers, and peasants would have their own land, and censorship would be removed, and everyone would be equal, and there would be abolishing of ranks in the army, and everything would be democratic, and it would be all good. However, when he actually got to power, he found that there was opposition and that they created a civil war. So then he had to create war communism. War communism is special to other communism. What he had to do during this period of war communism was he had to take all the land back off the peasants, take all the food that they had made, that they'd grown to feed the soldiers, starving all his peasants, use the Cheka, the secret police, to go around killing everyone, reintroduce press censorship. There was an election to see who would be the best party. When the Bolsheviks didn't win, he banned democracy. And then he basically took away all of the things he provided. The ranks in the army and all that, they had to bring in special old Tsarist army officers to help run the army, thus reinstating rank. And despite there being no social classes, the Bolsheviks seem to have lived in, you know, quite good... The elite group seem to have lived in quite good surroundings, whilst the peasants lived in crap. So, and of course, the new economic policy allowed foreign trade and basically reintroduced capitalism. So, he actually undid everything. Actually, rather than going for the ideal, which is this revolution and keeping it, you know, he wanted the Bolsheviks to be in power. So, he actually, in order to keep them in power, he totally forgot what he was fighting for and undermined all of his own policies so that he could keep in power. The Bolsheviks helped to increase this new, to create this left-wing communist state, but when the people don't want them to bring in what the people wanted and save them from the Tsar, he ended up just making it the same. When you do that, you're then supposed to let the people take over. This is what they want. You're not then supposed to keep yourself in power by going back on what you'd said. It's like he ended up getting so jaded that he was fighting for him, his own party, forgetting that their entire purpose was to be good to the people. So that's your Lennon Corner. Thaddeus, what are your thoughts on Lennon? Exactamundo. Now then, I'm pretty sure that we're pretty much done for today. I think we've done all of our segments that we've got to do. I think the only thing left is the Dean Sings. Oh, wait, I haven't told you enough that you're inferior scum and that I am the most awesome, powerful entity who can possibly exist. The Master of Divinity himself, the Dean! And like that. So that's us done. I'm going to take you out with the Dean Sings. This week's is a little bit special, and I do want to remind you that we may have video supplements coming up soon. This is special because this time I'm making all of the music for it myself. Run for the hills. Wanna be in a local play? You think about it every day. You get a script and you learn the words. You're in a play with a load of girls. I want you to stand over here. I want you to watch that show. And then I want you to tell me just how it goes. So you wanna be on stage? Think about it from an early age. You know the words, you've learned that script. Your character ends up in the crypt. Now let's go! Dress rehearsal, you're nearly on. The show starts when the sun goes down. You know the part, you've learned it so well. And if you don't, your acting life's gonna go to hell. The show is over. It went real well. And now you know you ain't gonna act in hell. You played your part. You know you didn't fall apart. You did your best. And now the show is a success, is a success, is a success. Oh, acting on stage. Bop, 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 acting on stage. That song was called Theatre, Brackets, Acting on, and the like. I don't even know if we're recording. The file seems to be jumpy and bad, and we've probably got crazy skippage in the remainder of the show. I apologise, and also I don't. Now then, let's get straight into the Smackdown. Hit the music, Monsieur le Tadus, Esquire. So one by one, a bunch of people come out to talk. My caring is about as new as a box full of new. Now the SmackDown team sucks, like I'd said last week, and will be replaced by a better team if they lose to that team in a 4-on, because Shad is on holiday or something. Now Matt Hardy, who is awesome, and a bunch of slightly less crap people than the previous team win, and the match was unexciting. Now Michael Cole and King are the commentators, because JR is sick and Todd Grisham is irrelevant. Now Scott Armstrong won't help Punk cheat again until Vince happens, and also it is still the SmackDown X 10-year anniversary. What place is this? Now Morrison out to look awesome versus Mike Knox, who apparently still exists, I wish otherwise. Morrison hits a crazy corkscrew spinning heel kick, followed by the split-legged corkscrew moonsault to picture perfection and hits the 3 count. Chris Jericho and Kane are now together. Their new team, unlike the previous one, is loyal and united, and but unfortunately, it has the Harts, R-Truth, and Finlay, which makes it a little bit not much of an improvement. Though it does have Natalya as a manager, so she could perhaps interfere, and is hot. Now then, the next segment is... Apparently Mae Young exists, but is nearly dead, evidently. She is obviously already in her Halloween zombie costume. Okay, I've just taken a new file, because I think there's so much skippage. I deleted a bit of it, maybe it was the only instance, but who cares. So now, Michelle McCool is evidently trying to look like Trish Stratus, because she looks exactly like her, but less hot. And now, Mae Young slaps her, and probably fell over dead afterwards, due to high energy expenditure reaching the maximum levels. What on earth was that? Thaddeus, I said she might be dead. It was a joke. Moving on. So what happens now? I refuse to watch Jericho and Kane versus Batista and Rey Mysterio because Batista's existence levels are too high, and now Vince is already boasting and booking about the WrestleMania in March. Now the referee is Road Dogg's brother, oh hell yeah, and now Captain Louis Albano is a little bit dead. I believe he's a Hall of Famer. Oh... If you must, Thaddeus, if you really must, I will let you do it.
Cold, cold hands, picking through the burning sand. I am death and I excel at my chosen trade. Thank you, one and all, for digging your own grave. Just a gift to me, making me my weapons. One more baby on your knee. Oh, death, oh, death. Cold, cold hands, picking through the burning sand. Labor hard, seeking souls to trap. Now the fires burn, bodies fall in my lap. Oh, death, oh, death. Cold, cold hands, burning sand. Snow white morning doves gather round like children. You take the olive branch, say thank you, and you kill them. Fools can dream. I hope you're never fools enough to live in harmony. Oh, death. Oh, death. Cold, cold hands pricking through the burning sand.
Never again. The next person who dies, Thaddeus, I'm gonna punch someone in the face. Okay, so no one die. Because this is what we have to put up with. Now then. So now I'm listening to a Jerry Lee Lewis song in which he sings about why he is better than Elvis for the lulz. Wait a minute. Do we have volume here? We may or may not be terribly loud. I'm not sure. So up next, Punk versus Taker. Punk is doing well. Old School Long is providing a distraction. The plot here is that Vince is forcing Scott Armstrong and Teddy Long to cheat for Punk. Punk calls for the chair Long is sitting on. It's okay since it's no DQ, though it would have been better if they cheated and it hadn't been no DQ, but of course it's a submission match, so it has to be no DQ. And now Long gives the chair to the referee, Scott Armstrong, and then Punk pulls it from him. Taker kicks Punk down and choke slams the referee. Now he threatens Long, but Punk gets up and beats him up with the chair. Hits the Anacon device, locked in. And Teddy Long calls for the bell, because the referee's unconscious. Now, Teddy Long is the general manager. He is able to to call for the bell. I saw Paul Heyman do it when he was GM. It's the second one-night stand. He did that, everyone knows. So, this guy, Teddy Long, technically can get in there and count call the submission and ring the bell. So he's just standing there on the stage shouting, "Ring the bell! Ring the bell!" But the bell doesn't ring. A referee runs out. Undertaker reverses it to a Google Plata. The referee calls that Undertaker wins. Long already called for the bell. Since this makes none. And that's your SmackDown. So that's us for this week. I believe. Now, do we have anything else, Thaddeus? Can you think of anything else we've left out? I don't think so. So make sure you do take the quiz and go to thedeanshow.blogspot.com and all that good stuff. Buy our merch, rate us on iTunes, leave a comment, things like this, thaddeuspengler@hotmail.com. All the stuff that I usually say. So that's it for this week. I'm going to. Apparently, there's a pay-per-view next week and it's free and I'm off school, so I'm going to have to watch the darn thing. In fact, it's tomorrow night. This is why I hate people. Okay, so now we're just gonna end the show. It's time for the Dean Shinery. This week's word is oh death, something that happens when people die and makes me want to punch them. This week's other word is. Second entry, yeah, what is this, the banter show? I know, but it's necessary. Second entry, the rapture, existing entirely for the lulz. Okay, so that's it for this week. Like I say, make sure you listen to episode 37, and we'll be out of here. That's it for episode 36. Thaddeus, say goodbye! Exactly, and with the song we will take you out with this week is going to be something from the Aerial Publicity. Get Over It by Stars Go Dim from the album Love Gone Mad. Goodbye.